through this awareness raising, most of the military will know the entry points and who are they going to interact with. Women are good listeners and they are the ears on the ground. They know what is going on in the areas. The men might be out of the house from morning and they will come back in the evening, but the women are the ones staying at home, going to the markets, interacting with their neighbors, and they know all the news of what is happening within their area. Yeah, whether they're gender-based violence issues, whether they're rape, whether there are any other criminal activity that's taking place. So through the interaction of the peacekeepers with the women, they will have better knowledge and hence they will devise strategies of how to interact or to be able to end gender-based violence through the interaction, through the patrolling, because the presence of the army's peacekeepers always deter any violence that happens.
So you also explained to them that gender-based violence do happen in our communities and mostly in military. In your findings in the community, why do you think it's military involved in this?
It's actually because of the reports that we receive. When we go to police stations, especially the Special Protection Unit, the reports that we receive about the perpetrators are military or uniformed, actually. I cannot say military, but I say uniformed personnel. Most of them are the perpetrators. Even in the hospital, if you receive the reports of the survivor, when we ask who is the perpetrator, they will say, okay, it's a military or unknown gunmen.
Yeah. Okay, tell us whether within a mission there are also women who are faced with the gender-based violence.
Within the mission, I cannot explain much about that because we did not receive any reports. But maybe sexual exploitation and abuse, but of course it's confidential. Mm-hmm. But just going back to your question about why the military are doing this, because as I explained, rape is being used as a weapon of war or a tactic of war to humiliate the civilians and humiliate the other party. Yeah, especially humiliation to the civilians. I think that's why it's taking place.